Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. Sometimes the most powerful stories are the ones we stumble upon when we least expect them. I was actually driving down Edgewood Road a few weeks ago in Athens, Alabama, when I saw a sign flapping in the wind. It caught my attention, and I turned around with my wife and daughter in the SUV to take a closer look, and the message on that sign was simple but powerful. Be Jewel's Lifeline. The sign belongs to a mother, a grandmother, and a woman with a determined spirit who is currently fighting end-stage kidney failure and hoping to find a living kidney donor. Her name is Jewel Brown. Her journey with kidney disease began as a child, and years ago she received the gift of life through a kidney donated by her own mother. That transplant gave her the chance to raise her two sons and become the proud Mimi of three grandchildren. Now, years later, she finds herself needing another transplant. Today, we're going to talk to Jewel about her story, the realities of dialysis, the hope that comes with living kidney donation, and how people listening right now may be able to help. Jewel Brown, welcome to The Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. I'm very appreciative that you're having me on your show today.
Well, I am glad that the sign was planted in the yard on Edgewood and that I turned around and was able to take a picture and share about that. I know that others have since shared your effort. And I want you to take us back to the beginning when you first learned that you had kidney problems as a child. Would you share that with us?
Yes. It started when I was 5 years old. And unfortunately, my mom nor the doctors knew what was going on with me. And at 5 years old, I had to have a stent put in so my kidneys and my bladder would function properly. And then over the years, it just gradually deteriorated, especially me having two children of my own was not really good on my body. So fast forward in my 30s, I've already had to have one transplant. And a lot of people don't realize that once you have a transplant, doesn't mean it's a lifetime guaranteed. They normally only last 10 to 15 years. I was able to get my mom's kidney to last 20 years. So as of right now, I'm in renal failure and I am looking for a kidney donor at this time.
Tell us exactly what was happening with your kidneys growing up and how that affected your early life. I know you talked about the fact that having two sons took its toll on your body, but the overall picture of how this has affected you since being a five-year-old child.
It's a lot of, to look at me, you would not realize I was sick. It's more or less you're getting bladder or kidney infections. You deal with anemia because of the kidney. So you're tired more than a normal person would be tired. I continue to fight through it on a daily basis. I still am working full-time position. Still a grandmother to my grandkids. It's some days you just have to power your way through it and drink extra coffee. I don't know how else to explain it. it's the fatigue is the biggest thing, and staying on top of your medications. And I do dialysis 3 times a day. I have to weigh myself. I have to take my blood pressure on top of continuing to work. I work from home now.
Jewel, as you mentioned, you received a kidney from your mother 20 years ago. It lasted 20 years. What do you remember about that moment when you learned that your mom was going to donate to you?
My first transplant, I did not realize I was as sick as I was. So it was very emotional. It's almost like my mother gave me a second life, a rebirth of myself, I guess is how I want to put it. Donating a body part is not easy on the person just to say, okay, I'm ready to do this. It's a very emotional and eye-opening.
What did that transplant allow you to do that you might not have been able to do otherwise, Jewel?
When you're on dialysis, you are hooked up to a machine. And if I did not get a kidney at that time, I would have been on dialysis in a machine for 3 to 4 days out of the week. I wouldn't have been able to work. I wouldn't have been able to take my kids to their sport events, even see my kids' graduation. I don't even know if I would have been alive to see that. So it's very emotional, very, sorry, I'm getting choked up. I'm very thankful that my mother gave me her kidney.
And as you mentioned, the kidney helped give you years with your family to watch graduation. What are some of the other moments that you're most grateful for during those years?
I'm being able to watch my oldest son become a father, and spending time with my grandkids is probably the highlight of my life. Very much appreciative to be alive. I think we all take life for granted in some way, form, and we don't realize it until you are faced with a life-changing moment. So I try to step back, enjoy the small things. It's not the material things that get you in life. It's really your family and the love and support you have.
Let's talk about being Mimi. What does Mimi mean to you?
giving my grandkids love and acceptance and know that I'm there to support them in their journey. And they're so young right now, so supporting them through their sports and just listening to them and reading books to them and just being their support system means a lot to me.
And of course, at some point you learned that the transplant kidney was beginning to fail. What was that moment like for you personally, Jewel?
It was heartbreaking, to be honest with you, because I'm stubborn and I don't like to accept things. But you have to, I've had to stay strong for my kids and for myself and put my trust in my doctors and know that they have my best interests at heart. And I pray that somebody will come forward and be a donor for me.
Jewel, for people who've never experienced dialysis, can you explain what a normal day looks like for you with that lifestyle?
Yes, I am up at 6 in the morning, and I am hooked up to a IV pole, and it takes about 45 minutes. You're draining solution that's on your stomach, and you're refilling it with solution. And I don't have to be connected to it all the time, but I have to do that 3 times a day so my body can have, it's actually doing the work of the kidney because my kidney is no longer functioning like it should be. So I have to remember to stop what I'm doing. I'm on like a time schedule of every 6 hours you're doing your dialysis. But I only do it 3 times a day. So the nighttime dialysis stays in me all night, and then I get up and repeat it at 6 in the morning. About 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I do my second one. And then I try to wait until about 8, 9 o'clock at night to do my third one. And it's just a constant thing. So if you have plans to go out to eat or to go to the store or to spend time with your family, you have to be on a schedule to know when you can run your errands and when you need to be home. And you can't just take your stuff with you. You have to wear gloves. You have to wear a face mask. You have to be in a clean environment because anything that can go in the tubing of the IV can cause an infection. So it's not like you can just travel with this stuff and do it wherever and it can be convenient. It's an inconvenience in your life.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Jewel Brown. She's a mother, a Mimi, who is currently battling end-stage kidney failure and hoping to find a living kidney donor. I found out about her because we were driving down Edgewood Road, and I saw a sign in the yard, took a picture, and shared. And I would encourage everyone, if you see someone who has a need like that, take it a step further. We have the capabilities now to spread the word in a way that we didn't have the opportunity to do, say, a couple of decades ago or more. Her story is one of resilience, gratitude, and determination. And years ago, her mother gave her the gift of life through a kidney transplant, and now she's hoping someone else might be willing to step forward and help give her that same chance again. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Jewel and talk more about what life looks like while waiting for a transplant and how people can get involved. We're going to have a call to action in helping spread the word. Will you stick with me, Jewel?
Yes, I will.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Z- Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. It's my privilege right now to have Jewel Brown on the line with me as she is looking for a kidney donor. Glad to have Jewel. I had seen a sign several weeks ago, and I posted about the need for a kidney donor for Jewel, and now here we are having a conversation, and you as a listener are getting to hear her story, her message, and I hope that you will take the time to share it, to consider being a donor if you're in a situation where you can do that. Welcome back to the show, Jewel Brown.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
One of the things I was thinking about as you were talking in the last segment, as you go through your dialysis every day, many people would say that dialysis keeps them alive, but they don't feel like they're living. I know that you're getting as many experiences as you can with family, but is that how it somewhat feels to you?
Yes, because you can't. When you're living day to day, you're doing your normal activities without even thinking about it. I am constantly have to remind myself of the times and the situations. I need to be home to do my dialysis. It is not good to skip your treatments because you're only harming yourself. So if you get in that habit of, oh, I've already done it, you're going to set yourself up for failure. So I am pretty good about staying on schedule and keeping my doctor's appointments. I see my doctors once a month, and I do my blood work once a month. So that's a constant thing until I find a kidney. There is no getting out of it. There is no skipping it. So living life is constant doctor's appointments, constant blood work, constant staying on top of ordering your medications, because my medications get delivered to my home. You are always doing something for your health and for the kidney to keep it going.
And Jewel, I know that kidney disease requires some major diet changes. What are some of the foods that you can't enjoy?
You have to watch your potassium levels and your phosphorus levels. And right now I'm also dealing with high calcium. So you're not supposed to have a whole lot of cheese, potatoes, tomatoes, a lot of things. And if you do have them, you have to have them in moderations, because your numbers will run high if you don't. So that's a constant battle too, of what I'm supposed to eat, what I'm not supposed to eat.
What are some of the things that people take for granted that become difficult when living with kidney disease, Jewel?
I would say just your daily getting up in the morning and going on about your day, and even just going to your job. I think we take that for granted because a lot of us don't want to get up and go to work or have other things on our plate. But I am pretty much confined to my home at the moment. I pretty much live and breathe in my home on a daily basis because I work from home. I do my dialysis at home. I'm constantly home because of my health situation. I don't get to just get up and go.
And doctors often encourage people to look for a living donor. And you have been very active on your page to share your story, your message. Why is that so important for you to go out and seek a living donor for yourself?
Because when you're on a kidney transplant list, you are basically waiting for a cadaver, which is someone who has passed away, and they have to have matching your blood type or your cells, and that can take anywhere between 3 to 5 years. And then the kidney lifespan of a cadaver donor is maybe 10 years. Where if you have a live donor, you're getting better quality of a life with that kidney. Like, I was able to have my mom's kidney last for 20 years. My mother's still alive. She's still thriving. No health issues with her. So that's why they encourage having a live donor.
And Jewel, what would receiving a new kidney mean for your life, for those listening right now?
It would mean everything in the world to me because I get to get off dialysis and live an active life with my family.
I'm sure you thought about it. What are some of the first things that you hope to do again?
Well, I live in Ohio, and my mom obviously lives in Alabama, and I would love to just take a vacation after my transplant and go see my mother and spend time with her. So that's my plan, to even be able to go swimming. I'm not allowed to go swimming because of the port where I hook up to do dialysis. You're not supposed to sit in water because you could get a bacteria into your stomach. So no swimming in the summertime. That's out. I would like to just be able to, my grandkids always ask me if I still have my boo-boo. So I would like to tell them that my boo-boo is healed because they're young. They don't really understand, but that's how we had to explain to them. So being able just to get up in the morning and not have to do dialysis would be life. It would be great for me.
Jewel, some people listening right now may be wondering what living kidney donation actually involves. If they're thinking about it, what would you want them to know?
You can go, if you are able to link up to UC Hospital in Cincinnati. There is a lady by the name of Laura Reed. She would be able to talk to you and send you information. Any questions you want to ask, they are willing to sit down and talk to you and go over step by step what needs to be done.
And what would you say to someone who might feel nervous but is considering getting tested?
I would tell them to pray about it and get the information from UC Hospital, because I think the more you're informed, I think the more education you have about it, it may ease that person's mind. Take the first step and call.
Even if someone can't donate, sharing your story obviously can help and reaching more people, because you're looking for one, but sometimes it takes millions to go through millions of people to get that one kidney donor. Let's talk
That's
about why
true.
It's so important to spread this word. Why is this so important?
It's so important because it saves lives. It really does. It's, even if it wasn't just for me, and let's say you're not a match for me, you may be a match for somebody else, and it could save somebody else's life as well.
If someone listening today wants to help or learn more about becoming a donor for you specifically, or anybody else for that matter, because we have so many people who need kidney donors, but for yourself, what should they do, Jewel?
They can call the University of Cincinnati at 513-584-8313 and ask to speak with Laura Reed, and she would be able to sit down and talk to you and help you get started with the process.
Jewel, I want to thank you for being willing to share your story today and the struggle that you have experienced as a, all the way back to being a very young girl at 5 years old. It takes courage to open up about something so personal, and I know your willingness to speak out can help not just yourself, but someone else, and it can encourage someone to step forward and make a life-saving difference. And for those listening today, if you would like to learn more about becoming a kidney donor for Jewel Brown, you can visit the donor screening link at omnilife.health/UC-living-donor. And as Jewel mentioned, you can also contact Laura Reed with the transplant team at the University of Cincinnati Health by phone at 513-584-8313 or email Laura at laura.reed@uchealth.com. And Laura is Laura.reed. Even if donation's not something you can do, sharing Jewel's story could help reach the person who can, and that is vitally important. And I encourage you to go to Be Jewel's Lifeline and follow that page. That's Be Jewel's Lifeline, JEWELL Lifeline. I've followed the page and I've shared it. And again, thank you, Jewel Brown, for joining me here on the Mark White Show. I hope that this helps.
Thank you. I appreciate your help. I really do.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need, and with a smile. Stop by Green's Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Green's Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Where they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.